Ramayana, Part 2, Chapter 4, We Shall Bring Ram Back. Scene 5, Bharadwaja's Celestial Hospitality. Late in the afternoon, the whole party assembled again on the other side of the river. Ordering them to camp at that spot, Bharata went with Vasishtha and other Brahmins to look for Bharadwaja's hermitage. Out of deference to the great sage Bharadwaja, whose only wealth was asceticism, Bharata approached him wearing only simple cloth, leaving his armor and weapons behind. With Vasishtha at their head, the prince and his counselors went on foot and soon arrived at the sage's hermitage. As soon as he saw them at his door, the sage hurriedly rose and had his disciples fetch water to wash their feet. The sage embraced Vasishtha and offered blessings to Bharata, who had fallen prostrate at his feet. Bharadwaj gazed at Bharat, whom he recognized as Ram's brother. The sage knew by his own mystic vision that Dasharath was dead. After inquiring about the situation in Ayodhya, the sage asked Bharat, "What brings you all this way, leaving aside the onerous business of managing the state? Because of your mother's words, you are ruling the world as its undisputed monarch. I trust that you have not come here with some dark intention toward the sinless and perfect Ram." The sage's words cut into Bharat. Tears flowed from his eyes as he replied in a hurt voice, "If even you ascribe such motives to me, then I am surely and truly ruined. I never approved my mother's aims. I cannot even imagine doing harm to Ram. Nor will I ever accept the kingdom." Feeling that no one would believe his innocence, Bharat felt despair. He folded his hands and spoke imploringly, "The powerful Ram is the true ruler of this earth. I have come here to bring him back to Ayodhya. Falling at his feet, I shall make him return and then remain here in his place. O all-knowing sage, please be gracious to me and show me where Ram is staying." Bharata's sincerity was obvious. The all-knowing Bharadwaj smiled. He placed his hand upon Bharat's head, who sat before him weeping. "I surely knew of your intention and spoke only to heighten your resolve and indeed your fame. You are a worthy member of your royal line, O Prince, and you are always dedicated to the service of your elders. Your devotion to Ram is beyond doubt. The sage assured Bharat that he would point out Rama's whereabouts. He asked the prince to stay the night at his hermitage and leave the following morning. Bharata agreed, and the sage then offered to feed the entire army. Astonished, Bharata said, "We have already received sufficient hospitality from you, kind sir. As a forest dweller, you need only offer simple fruits, And this you have already done. My vast army occupies a huge area of land. If I brought them all here, they would all but wreck your holy site. Bharadwaj laughed and replied, "Have your army brought here forthwith. You should not doubt my ability to receive them, nor will they be any trouble at all." Commanded by the sage, Bharat assented. Sending back one of his men, he had the army approach the hermitage. As they moved slowly through the forest, Bharadwaj sat in meditation. By uttering Vedic mantras, he invoked the presence of all the principal gods. He then requested them one by one to provide hospitality for the divine prince and his army. Seated in trance, the sage said within himself, "Let the sacred rivers bear to this region all kinds of celestial beverages. Let the moon god bring every sort of excellent cooked food. May the heavenly architect Vishwakarma create a suitable site for receiving the army. May Indra send all his apsaras along with the Gandharva clans to entertain these troops." As Bharadwaj invoked various divine beings with perfectly pronounced Sanskrit hymns, they all appeared before him. A cool and delightfully fragrant breeze began to blow. Thick showers of flowers fell from the heavens, and the sound of celestial music was heard. As the Gandharvas sang and played upon Veenas, hosts of Apsaras danced. All of Bharata's entourage, who had assembled at the hermitage, felt their hearts moved by the exquisite sights and sounds seen and heard everywhere. Before everyone's eyes, the entire area around the hermitage changed wonderfully. For a radius of 40 miles, the ground became even, carpeted with soft blue grass. Numerous types of fruit trees sprang up, full of ripe fruits. Mangoes, guavas, peaches, melons, and innumerable other soft and hard fruits were to be seen. Alongside streams of crystal clear water stood large white mansions, furnished with seats and couches. A great palace appeared that looked like a white cloud and had a large arched doorway. Delicious food and drink were laid out in all of these spacious buildings. With Bharadwaj's permission, Bharata entered the palace, which was adorned with countless flower garlands and sprinkled with scents. Seeing a golden throne, Bharata simply walked around it and sat on the seat next to it, surrounded by his chief ministers. Streams of sweetened milk and cream flowed past the palace. By Bharadwaj's mystic power, many trees in the hermitage came to life and began playing upon different musical instruments. Some of them assumed the form of dwarfs and began to move about in haste, serving Bharata and his army. All around there appeared thousands of golden vessels containing food of every description. Heaps of steaming white rice were seen, along with tanks filled with milk drinks and yogurt. Pots of honey and large jars filled with intoxicating drinks stood next to platters containing delicious sweetmeats. Beautiful young maidens attended upon the soldiers, washing them and massaging their feet and bodies with fragrant oils. These celestial damsels, all adorned in pure silk garments, served the men. They served them on golden plates. Being maddened with pleasure, the troops laughed loudly and ran about in all directions. They praised Bharata and Rama again and again as they partook of every kind of enjoyable thing. Although they ate and drank huge amounts, they found that they were still not sated. Their senses and minds became more and more enlivened, and they felt renewed and refreshed. Even the army's animals were carefully tended and given all kinds of food and drink by the celestial beings invoked by Bharadvaj. As the night ended, the troops saw before them numerous items of toiletry, pots of hot water, along with soaps and unguents, in silver and wooden cases appeared. Combs, brushes, talcs, and shining mirrors were in abundance, as well as fresh clothes, shoes, and all kinds of ornaments. As the men bathed and put on their clothes and armor, the gods and apsaras left the hermitage and returned to the heavens. The army was astonished by the evening's events, which seemed like a dream. They looked around at the hermitage, which had now returned to its normal appearance. Everything had disappeared, except for the celestial garlands strewn about, which, although crushed, were as fresh then as they had been at the beginning of the night. As the sun rose, Bharata went to Bhattaraj after the sage's morning prayers. The prince bowed down before him and asked permission to leave. Bharadwaj blessed him and said, "I trust you and your followers spent an enjoyable night. Please tell me, is there anything else I can do for you?" Bharata thanked him for his hospitality and asked to be shown the way towards Ram's hut in the woods. The sage smiled and said, "There is a mountain some 20 miles from here named Chitrakoot, full of lovely caves and groves. On the northern side of that mountain, shaded by blossoming trees, flows the Mandakini River. There by that river you will find your two brothers, Ram and Lakshman." And as the sage spoke, Kaushalya and Sumitra got down from their chariot and clasped his feet. They thanked him profusely as they anticipated seeing Ram. Kaikeyi also came to the sage and shamefully bowed down before him, feeling guilty at heart. Looking at her with compassion, the sage asked Bharat, "Please tell me, who are these noble ladies?" Bharat indicated Kaushalya, saying, This godly lady is the mother of the lion-like Rama. Afflicted with grief, she is emaciated by fasting. Clinging to her arm is the celebrated Sumitra, mother of Lakshman and Shatrughna, the two great heroes. Becoming angry, hissing like a cobra as he spoke, Bharat indicated Kaikeyi. This one here is my own mother, the wicked and vulgar Kaikeyi. It was by her intrigues that the great Emperor Dasharatha died from anguish, and the mighty Ram now resides in a lonely mountain outreach. Bharadwaj, who knew the plans of the gods and the divine arrangements of the Supreme Lord, then said to Bharat, "You should not censure your mother, O great prince. Do not think her guilty. Ram's banishment will result in good for the entire universe. Indeed, it will bring happiness to the gods, demons, and rishis, as well as the whole of creation." Bharat blushed deeply. He had been piercing his mother with angry looks, and he felt he had been rebuked by Bharadwaj. Unable to immediately subdue his anger, he averted Bharadwaj's gaze, but tried to assimilate his instructions. Bharata stood up and walked respectfully around the sage. Receiving permission to leave, Bharat ordered the army to depart, and he mounted his chariot. Guha accompanied the two princes. As the huge mass of men moved off through the woods, they made a great noise, terrifying the deer and birds dwelling there. Slowly approaching Chitrakuta Mountain, they all thought only of Ram, longing to see him again. Thus ends chapter 4 of part 2, entitled "We Shall Bring Ram Back." Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Tu antaryami सबका स्वामी
तू अंतर्यामी सबका स्वामी
तू अंतर्यामी सबका स्वामी
तू अंतर्यामी सबका स्वामी
तेरे चरणों में चारों धाम
मेरा सवारे
इस जग के सारे काम
हेराम हेराम
हेराम
हेराम
तू ही जगदाता विश्व विधाता
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 तू ही सुबह तू ही शाम
हे राम हे राम हे राम
तू ही माता तू ही पिता है
तू ही माता तू ही पिता है
तू ही तो है राधा का श्याम
हे राम हे राम हे राम हे राम
तू अंतर्यामी सबका स्वामी
तू अंतर्यामी सबका स्वामी
तू अंतर्यामी सबका स्वामी
तू अंतर्यामी सबका स्वामी
तेरे चरणों में चारों धाम
हे राम हे राम
तू ही बिगाड़े तू ही सवारे
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 इस जग के सारे काम
तेरा जगदाता विश्व विधाता
तू ही जगदाता विश्व विधाता
तू ही जगदाता विश्व विधाता
तू ही सुबह तू ही शाम
हे राम हे राम हे राम हे राम
जग में साचो तेरो नाम
Hey Ram, Hey Ram, Hey Ram, Hey Ram.